Families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
11 officers used their firearms and 2 officers used an explosive device.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown describing how officers took down the sniper Thursday night. The investigation continues into the attack that left 5 officers dead. Meanwhile, the city is trying to get back to normal. Several buildings downtown are reopening.
People united!
The protests continue in the aftermath of the 2 police shootings last week in Minnesota and Louisiana. Almost 50 people were arrested last night in Baton Rouge, and more than 100 arrests were made over the weekend in St. Paul when activists shut down an interstate. And 4 people are under arrest in a Black Lives Matter-style protest at the Fairfax Adult Detention Center in Virginia. The rally was one of a half dozen anti-police violence protests this morning across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
In response to the ambush of law enforcement officers in Dallas, there is a renewed effort underway to pass legislation that would add such a tax to the federal hate crime statute, making police a protected class. John Clemens reports from Dallas.
The legislation, H.R. 4760, has been called Blue Lives Matter by the sponsor of the bill, Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado. Although it was first introduced almost 4 months ago, a new effort is underway to get it passed following the attacks last week on police in Dallas. I spoke to Jim Pasco of the National Fraternal Order of Police in Washington about what the bill would do.
It would add crimes committed against police officers where those crimes were purely committed because the individual was a police officer would be added to the hate crime statute.
In Dallas, I'm John Clemens.
On Wall Street today, stocks are up. The Dow has gained more than 69 points. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The U.S. is preparing to send more troops to Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is announcing about 560 more Americans will head overseas in an effort to battle ISIS and help Iraqi forces retake Mosul this year.
Envelopment of Mosul occurs in a pincer between a movement from the south by Iraqi security forces and a movement from the north by Peshmerga forces.
Carter made the announcement during an unannounced visit to Baghdad today. The increase will raise the number of U.S. troops in Iraq to more than 4,600. Theresa May will be the next Prime Minister of Britain. David Cameron resigned last month after Britain decided to leave the European Union. He says he will leave office next week. May will be Britain's second female prime minister. The first was the late Margaret Thatcher. Donald Trump is getting close to picking a running mate. He told the Washington Post he expects to make the decision by the week's end. The Republican National Committee will be held in Cleveland next week. The list is thought to include former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Facebook is letting users message each other using more secure encryption. The service started Friday and will continue to expand to more users over the summer. The new ability will let messages be unreadable except by the sender and recipient. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Georgine Trickle at Houghton Hunterdon. We're live here. Now we have all our paperwork. Larry, I think, just wanted a few more minutes of airtime after his two shows, so he wanted to come and visit with us. So I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle. It's good to be back on our normal time slot between 4 to 5 every Monday here at Houghton Hunterdon, where we talk about some of the upcoming issues, hot issues, issues on poverty and society, and some of the issues and challenges that we all have in a community. Today, we're going to be joined by Patty Merlot, and I'm happy to say that we have Patty on the phone today, so she's not in the studio. You know, I always like the guests to be live here. It's a little bit easier to work some of the timing out, but hopefully we'll have a great connection, and Patty's going to be able to stay with us for the whole hour. So you're all going to be learning about a nonprofit group called BEST and some of the work they're doing to help individuals and the community. Right now, we do have to pay the bills, so we're going to go to a commercial, and then I'll be back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And here we are back at Houghton Hunterdon, and we're coming here live at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office at 14 Mine Street. And Chris just gave me a press release as I was walking in for their new location that they'll be in shortly. So it looks beautiful, and we wish the chamber all the luck as they go through a historic home that's going to be preserved and become an education center. And that's really important today because we are talking about education with Patty Merlot. But first, we always like to start off with our quote of the day. So I want to make sure that we are able to give a quote that is relevant to our topic today, which is, again, education and helping people in the community. So we're going to do a quote by Martin Luther King, and it is this: "The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character. That is the goal of true education." We're going to be talking today with BEST and how they do more than just provide scholarships, but they actually build sustainability in the community and a way to foster education for other young minds. But I know you all want to know the weather, and you want to know when to play hooky this week. So today really was a day that we all should have called in sick or used a personal time or some vacation time. It's absolutely beautiful. It's one of those summer days when the air is just right, the temperature is just right, the humidity is just right. It is 84 degrees out, but it feels like 78, and it's very sunny and really a beautiful day. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with a low around 60. We have a light wind about 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow's mostly sunny, but there are some clouds in my picture here. So it's 85, and it looks like it's just going to feel a little bit warmer tomorrow, but still a good beach day. Tuesday night, we have a low of 63. Wednesday gets a little bit hotter with a high of 88. Wednesday night, we're looking at a slight chance of thunderstorms. For all those who have lovely flower gardens, you're going to have to water Monday and Tuesday because we won't see any rain until Wednesday evening. And that's just a chance. There's a 40% chance of some thunderstorms on Thursday. And then Friday, we have chance of thunderstorms, but a high of 92. And that's looking like a beach day. So I might have to try to arrange my schedule for that. So that's your forecast. That's your quote of the day. We're going to do our next commercial, and then we'll be back live with Patty. So stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This first one's called Traveling Man. Up with the sun, gone with the wind. She always said I was lazy. Leaving my home, leaving my friends, running when things get too crazy. Out to the road, out beneath the stars, feeling the breeze, passing the cars.
And we had to have a little bit of Traveling Man from Bob Seger today for the beautiful sunny day. And I hope everyone's traveling. And if you are traveling, you travel safe. So right now, I'm going to key in Patty Merlot, who is on the phone with us. Patty, can you join us here today at Hot and Hunterd In?
Yes, I can, Georgine. Thank you very much for having me on.
Excellent. And your sound is coming across fantastic. So thanks so much for arranging your schedule and jumping into our show today. It's July 11th, and we are here talking about an organization called BEST, Inc., Building Education Support Team. So, Patty, everyone wants to know always from our guests, how did you get involved and what your role is with this organization called BEST?
I got involved by asking using four words. Do you need help?
Uh-oh. Those are very scary words.
They are very scary. May of 2015, Beth was having a locals authors night in Sillsburg. They had about 12 authors, and Bob and I decided, my husband decided to go because it was something out of the ordinary. And we walked in and saw Billy Staples, and they looked a little frazzled, so I walked up to him, and I'm like, do you need any help? And from there, we went to a board meeting. Last July, we attended their huge fundraisers, which are coming up this coming weekend. We added to the board of directors last October. Recently, I took over as secretary. Bob took over as treasurer. So in a little over a year, things have changed a lot in our lives. But one thing I have to say is once you get to know the students and actually hear their stories, you understand the process, and it's Best is almost like an addiction.
Well, let's give some background to the readers, to the listeners. They might be reading the closed caption, but mostly they're listening. So Best is a nonprofit organization that's been in existence for how long?
It is incorporated in 2008 as a nonprofit.
Excellent. So they have a little bit of history, and the main vision and focus of the organization
is just helping high school students, mostly at-risk students, pursue a college education that they didn't think was possible. And the whole idea started at a discussion at a kitchen table by Billy Staples and the late Lenny Fowler. And they had a vision, and the idea is to pay it forward.
And we should remind our listeners that a lot of times, even with Pell Grants and EOF scholarships and other scholarships in the community, there's not only a financial barrier for students that are in high school to enter college, but we're talking often about first-generational college students. We're talking about families that may not know the process for college applications and all of the things that make it so easy to fail, like you don't have enough gas money to fill your car up with gas to get to the college campus, or the application enrollment process is so cumbersome that it's overwhelming, you don't know where to start. So the vision of BEST and the board members are to try to remove as many barriers as possible, including the financial barriers, so people can not only attend college but be successful in college and actually obtain a college degree. And typically, even in studies that are showing 6 years of low-income or under-resourced students enrolled in college, 6 years later, most students that are low-income are not obtaining a bachelor's degree or even an associate's degree. But your experience with BEST has been a lot different, hasn't it, Patty?
It absolutely has. We look at the numbers, and we actually have a graduation rate of 90% or better. For our students, and we have some students that once they achieve their bachelor's, they go on for their master's, so they never give up on that dream.
And 90% graduation rate is phenomenal, so a real round of applause to all of the Board of Trustees from BEST to make sure that they keep the students inspired and keep them focused and are able to continue your commitment, because you make a four-year commitment, don't you?
Yes, we do. That is the one thing, one of the things that's different about BEST is that we do commit to them for the 4 years. They get eight checks for eight semesters. So we follow them all the way through with the financial aid, but we also give them a mentor so that if they have any issues, to help them through, to give them advice.
Okay, Patty, we're going to talk about the mentoring after I pay the bills. We're already 25% through with our first quarter of the program here, and I do have to pay the bills, so it's a good time to take a break. We're going to do our commercials, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about this concept of a mentor and how that works for the students and for the volunteers. So please stay with us.
I definitely will.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Mr. Van Morrison, this is from back in 72. If for all you working people in the house tonight.
All right, so we have our little working music segment right now. So we are talking about working and volunteering and doing extra in the community so the community can be successful. And I have on the phone with me Patty Merlot, who is joining us representing BESS, Building Education Support Teams Incorporated, a nonprofit organization. And I had a chance to meet Patty through her husband, Bob, who's the treasurer of the organization. Patty's the new vice president
secretary.
I wanted to make you more of a different officer, Patty.
There might be less work with vice president.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is, because the secretary is an awful lot of work, but you've jumped right in with the rest of your board and other volunteers that come together. And one of the unique parts about BEST is the work that you do and the concept of mentoring. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, what we do, once the student is accepted into the program, we assign a mentor, and it could be a teacher or a friend of the family. It cannot be a family member, or if they don't have someone, we will actually assign a mentor. And what that is just basically a friend to support the student and keep them on track. The students are required to submit monthly reports, so the mentor gets the reports and reviews them and passes them on to the board. But it's not just the educational. It's if they're having any social problems. It's just that extra person that they can talk to for whatever they need that they might not be able to talk to a parent or a family member.
And you recently were able to meet a graduate, weren't you?
Yes. We were talking to her over the weekend, and she is actually going to be one of our presenters on Sunday at our event. But some of the things that came out and I had when we were meeting her, when she started the program 4 years ago, she came to the event and heard the speeches, and her first reaction, she said, was she wanted to do that. And here she is 4 years later going to be the graduate speaker. Another thing is she was perpetually late with her monthly reports, and she knows the value of them, so she has already offered to help out with those late students to take a little burden off the board and be able to explain to the students why they're important to get in on time.
So she's going to act as a mentor and inspiration for other students, and which is great. She's seen where the challenges are and can kind of move everyone together so things run a lot smoother as the new students come in.
Right. And then her one last thing, and one of the things that we didn't touch on yet, is the paying back. Her vision for her, she's going to go on to her master's for social work, and she sees herself opening a community center. So that is the payback of BEST, for these students to know the value and want to give back to the community for what they've received.
And that really is amazing that people are even thinking in those terms and thinking about careers that are able to build some community building and to be able to really focus on ways to give back, as you said. I mean, that really is a great concept. And it does feel good when you have an unexpected value, when someone does something for you that's unexpected. In a way, I think it's so special because it comes out of nowhere, and you can still be surprised in today when people are generous and people are willing to volunteer and go the extra mile for people they don't even know, which is pretty great. And it does provide some inspiration, and it's nice to see people that are students that are college age that are thinking in terms of their community and building sustainability and giving back to another graduate. And I know that you have had about 38 graduates in the program so far.
Actually, we have 15 graduates this year, so we are now a total of 51.
Congratulations. That is incredible. That is incredible. And you have the information I had, I don't know if it's current or not, but you have about 27 students?
We'll have 28. With this graduating class, we actually are adding 9 new students this year.
Okay.
For the class of 2020.
And are these students that are selected, are they able to pick what college they go to? Does it have to be a particular college?
Nope, they can choose whichever college they want to. We have probably at least 20 different colleges that they go to. We have some people down in North Carolina. We have them out in Ohio at Kent State. We have a graduate from Howard, the state university. So they can choose wherever they want to go.
And that's an important thing that people realize. And the selection process for these students, can you touch on that?
Sure. There's actually an application just like any other grant or scholarship. And so they submit their application. There is an essay that they need to do. And what the scholarship committee does is they'll go through all those applications. And for this year, we had 19 applications come in. So they'll go through and they'll look at the guidelines and try to narrow it down. And they came up with 10 that they called in. And then the next step is, this year what they did is they had the students come in for a 15 or 20 minute kind of interview both ways, for Beth to interview them and them to interview Beth to see how they would fit into the program. And then after that, they had time to think about it, and then the following day, they call back to let us know if they were willing to commit, because part of it is there's a contract that they sign that for two years after they graduate, they live, work, or come to give back to their local community. So that's where the tie-in comes back to the pay it forward.
And how do you match the mentors with the students?
We try to see, you know, what their background is, and our mentors are a variety of business people, family people, and just try to match, and they gel very well together. We haven't had really any issues of not having a good match. And like I said, some of the students will pick their own mentor, be it, you know, a teacher that they had or just someone that they look up to. So it works out well.
And again, we're talking about BEST, which is the Building Education Support Team, a nonprofit organization that to date has 51 graduates working with students, mentoring them, and then providing an opportunity for students that have been recipients to give back after they graduate and help other people. So it certainly is the philosophy of helping one another, and certainly one of the great things in the community. And to do all of this work and to have these incredible outcomes with a graduation rate of 90%, there has to be a lot of fundraising for this. So in the second half of our hour, Patty's going to be able to stay with us, and we're going to talk about some of the events that are going on and ways that you can to support BEST if you find that supporting a student's education is a primary goal of yours and you haven't had an opportunity to give back in that way. Patty's going to talk about ways that you can contribute, talk a little bit more about the board, some of the events, the exciting events that are going on. So I hope everyone can stay with us. And when we come back, we're going to delve into these great events that are coming on.
He's flying high tonight. He's got a brand new lover. Here you come running. You're looking for some cover. I know you're sad and lonely. I know you're feeling blue. You miss him so much. Won't let me get too close to you. Oh, he ain't worth missing. Oh, he should be kissing. Stop all this foolish wishing. He ain't worth missing. I know your head is turning. I know your heart is burning. Girl, you gotta listen. Don't you know he ain't worth missing? You know I'm here to save you.
All right, that one's for all of you who are missing someone today. We are going to go to our news break, and then we'll be back talking with Patty about BEST and some of their exciting events.
You USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Four were Dallas police officers. Three were DART officers. And two were Dallas County Community College Police Department officers.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown updating the number of officers wounded in Thursday's massacre. He says investigators are looking through hours of videotape footage of Thursday night's attack that left five officers dead. Meanwhile, the city is trying to get back to normal. Several buildings are reopening. A memorial service will be held tomorrow for the slain officers. President Obama and former President George W. Bush will speak at the service. Donald Trump is getting close to picking a running mate. He told the Washington Post he expects to make the decision by the week's end. The list is thought to include former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. The Republican National Convention will be held in Cleveland next week. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The protests continue in the aftermath of the two police shootings last week in Minnesota and Louisiana. About 50 people were arrested in Baton Rouge after protesters marched to the state capitol and blocked streets. More than 100 arrests were made and over 20 officers were hurt when activists shut down an interstate in St. Paul Saturday night. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter protesters in Memphis blocked a major highway. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Black Lives Matter protesters in Memphis, Tennessee, blocked the bridge for Interstate 40, violating several local and state laws while they chanted about their protests.
This is what democracy looks like!
The Black Lives Matter protesters also blocked the car rushing a sick child to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, located less than a mile from the Memphis end of the bridge. I'm Jason Wirt.
David Cameron says he will resign by next Wednesday. The British Prime Minister made the decision to step down after Britain decided to leave the European Union last month. Theresa May will be the next British Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Investigators are looking into the death of dozens of sharks found on the beach in Alabama. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Close to 100 dead sharks were discovered scattered in sand along an Alabama beach. Some with fishing nets still around them.
We checked the beach next door, and what we found, it was just lined with sharks.
At first, they thought they washed ashore, but later noticed this was no accident.
It definitely caught our attention because we know that that's illegal, and you shouldn't be doing that. We just didn't know what to do about it.
Despite those fishing nets, it's still unclear what killed the sharks and how they ended up on the beach. The State Marine Resources Division is investigating, along with the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
The Legal Aid Justice Center is filing a class action suit against the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles and its commissioner, Richard Holcomb. Frank Hammond has the report.
The suit alleges the DMV is acting unconstitutionally when it automatically suspends the licenses of individuals who fail to pay fines and court fees. Specifically, the lawsuit says the practice unfairly targets indigent individuals who live at or below the federal poverty limit and cannot afford to pay fines and court fees. Court systems named in the suit include Albemarle, Goochland, Henrico, Fairfax, Arlington, and Loudoun counties. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For breaking news, go to usaradio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunterdon. That was our news break today. And just a reminder, everyone, to give a little love to your local police department and show a little support for the individuals that show peace and every day have different strategies to keep our communities safe and strong. And they certainly do need a reminder that we are all here together. So please consider that. And we're going to be back on the phone here with Patty Merlot. Patty, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Exciting, because it is now 4:34 here on Hot and Hunterdon, and we have to delve in because you actually have three upcoming events which help you to raise money to be able to provide these scholarships to the students you select for 4 years. And I want to make sure that we get all of them. And I don't know, is there one you want to start with, Patty?
This weekend we have two of them this weekend. It's a celebrity meet and greet and a celebrity golf tournament. The meet and greet is at Moravian College, Johnson Hall. They graciously partner with us and give us the use of their facility. And we bring in about 20 major league ball players that come and join us. And you can mingle with them, get your picture taken, get your autograph taken. And then at the end of that, we have our program where we celebrate our graduates and educate about BEST and talk about us and give out some awards.
And only for people who have met Billy, I'm not even sure of Billy's last name. Can you remind me, one of your founders?
Yes, it's Billy Staples.
Okay, so if anyone's met Billy Staples, then they understand why you would have two fundraisers in the same weekend, because he is just, he has a lot of energy.
He is very high energy, and it's tough to keep up with him.
I think I've met him once or twice, and I think I'm still exhausted from meeting him. So it's your 8th annual meet and greet reception. It's July 17th. It's at Johnston Hall at Moravian College. And what's really nice about this is if you are a baseball fan, and that includes in our area, you did a very nice job here of not offending anyone. We have the Mets, we have the Phillies, we have the Orioles, and we have the Yankees. So we've got Baltimore, Philadelphia, and two New York teams. So good job there.
And we have some Cubs that come in also from Chicago. So we try and cover a little bit more, but those are the four main ones.
And that is incredible. You're expecting about 20 different Major League Baseball players for this event. It's very reasonable. It's only $50 to purchase a ticket, and the $50 includes some light refreshments and hors d'oeuvres, but there's also music, isn't there?
Yes, I believe there will be some music this year again.
And that's, for $50 and a night out, and you get to meet celebrity Major League Baseball players, that's amazing. And from what I understand of this event, people who attend are able to take their pictures with these Major League Baseball players?
Yes, they are. They can take pictures with them, and they can get autographs. And that is the one thing for anybody that is a sports fanatic. When you go to these shows, a lot of times there's an extra charge for autographs or for pictures. $50 at the door gets you that all included.
That's incredible. And for those who want to provide some additional ways to support BEST, you do have a silent auction that goes on during the evening?
Yes, we do. We have a silent auction. There's some sports memorabilia. There are some gift certificates. There's a variety of things. We're trying to expand it this year to different areas, not just all sports. So there are some interesting items. I don't have the complete list yet because it's still coming in. But it is another way that just helps with the funding for the scholarships.
And Patty, besides Moravian College being a partner with you and helping to give you an opportunity to have this event, are there other sponsors that you would like to mention?
The Hotel Bethlehem. They help us out with the rooms for the players. I'm trying to think of who else. We hold the golf tournament at Silver Creek, so they help us out with that. Cohen Feely, Altimos and Rambo is a sponsor. They generously donate. We actually get funding from Dr. Bobby Brown, who was a former Yankees and now a cardiologist, and the Amon G. Carter Foundation. And they're based out of Texas. So we have donations coming in from different places.
That's very exciting. Now, if people can still get a ticket, this is the event that's coming up on July 17th. So to get ticket sales, you can email info at T-H-E-B-E-S-T-S. Well, I guess it's thebestscholars.org.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's also the website has a PayPal link if you wanted to get your ticket that way. And that website, would you like to give that website out, Patty?
Sure. It's www.thebestscholars.org. And we will be taking, you know, if anyone can't get a hold of that, you can come out on Sunday. We are taking tickets up, you know, you can buy tickets at the door.
Oh, that's good to know, because I know sometimes with the weather, people have different plans in the summer. So the doors open around 5:30. So if you're going to get a ticket at the door, is that about when you should attend?
Yeah, 5:30 okay. Would be fine. And then because the actual meet and greet starts at 6 o'clock.
So. Excellent. And then the official program kicks off at 7.
That's right.
Okay, great. So that's a $50 ticket purchase price. All the other costs are included, except if you want to participate in the silent auction, which goes on, I'm not sure what time that concludes, but, you know, an opportunity to have different items. There's usually bid sheets, and you can bid different prices. Usually, sometimes it becomes a competition, and we hope everyone overpays for their items, but they get what they want, because it's all for a good cause, all going to Best. Now, let's jump in before we go to our next commercial break. I want to talk about the event that is the following day, which is Monday. So everyone is, the board members are going to have a very, very busy weekend. So on July 18th is when you have your celebrity golf outing. Is that right?
That's correct, and that is at Silver Creek Country Club in Hellertown, and this year we are doing fivesomes plus a celebrity. You can golf with one of the players. The majority of them that come in do golf, and they look forward to it. But, yeah, that would be, you know, a full course, and that includes breakfast and golf at the country club and then dinner afterwards.
Okay, now that is a six-person scramble then instead of a four-person
yes.
scramble because there's five. Okay, got it. I am certainly not the golf expert over here, but I do recognize if you have five people, you wouldn't be doing a four-person scramble. So we have that much figured out here. So anyone who's a golfer wants to call in and give me some golf tips, please feel free. You know the number here in the studio. In the meantime, on our six-person scramble that's going on July 18th. Is it sold out yet? Can golfers still register?
Nope, golfers can still register, and it would be the same way through the website. There are the PayPal links are there, or email for information to send us your name. At least get registered so we know that you're interested and we can have a count and we can take payment there also.
Okay.
So we'd like to just have the names beforehand.
That sounds like a good idea, certainly because you'll have to be doing these the teams and you'll need to make sure you have the right number of people on the team. So that event is somewhere I've never heard of. Silver Creek Country Club?
Yes, it is in Hellertown off of 78. I believe it's on Linden Avenue. It sits back off of Main Street. I was there last year. It's a very beautiful, I'm not a golfer either, but it's a very beautiful course and a really nice country club.
Excellent. And people know I have an affinity for New Jersey. And even though I work about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile from Pennsylvania, I almost never cross the border over there. So it's good to know. It's in Hellertown, which isn't that far. For our Hunterdon County listeners, if you're familiar with Phillipsburg, Hellertown's probably 20 minutes from there, Patty. Is that about right?
Probably. It is the 412 exit.
Okay. So it's, you know, certainly within our local area. The cost for the golf is $175, which actually includes your dinner and a cash bar. Is that right?
Is cash bar, but yes, the $175 does include your dinner.
That is excellent. That is excellent. Sometimes they have different prices. There's a price to golf, and then if you want to participate in the dinner, that's an extra charge. So it's good to know it's all included, and there's still sponsorships available, I would imagine, for whole sponsors or breakfast sponsors.
Yes, there are.
Excellent.
If anyone's interested, just give us a shout out.
And this would be
we appreciate it.
100% tax deductible, correct?
I believe except for the cost of the golf.
If you're golfing, right. But for the sponsors, it is a 501c3 organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the treasurer there would be pretty quick to get you a letter of donation and acknowledgement if you wanted to be a sponsor. And then for the $175, what they usually do is just deduct the cost of the golf or the meal. And the rest is your tax deduction. Or if you're not a golfer, but you want to support Best, just go online through PayPal and you can make a donation to them and help to have students that probably wouldn't otherwise have an education or have a graduation rate of 90% be able to achieve one of their personal goals and then give back to the community. So we do have to take a commercial break. We are coming into our last 15 minutes here, and I want to make sure that we wrap up. So let's do our commercials, and then we'll be back with Patty to talk a little bit more about Best and the third fundraiser that we still have to discuss today. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, here at Hot and Hunterdon, July 11th, and we're talking about Best, Inc., Building Education Support Teams, and I have on the phone with me today Patty Merlot, who is going to tell me about the third fundraising activity before we run out of time. I did warn you, Patty, that radio time is different than the rest of the time. It goes so quickly, so I want to make sure we talk about your third event.
Yes, you did tell me that. One thing to say is, the third event is our Tricky Tray, which we hold in March. So that one is already passed. That will be next year. If I had three to do right now, I'd be pulling my hair out.
Well, we have to let people know that it's coming up to March.
It's coming up to March. I know.
It goes so quickly. So right now, if you're a business or you're an artist and you're thinking about creating something to donate for a Tricky Tray item, start thinking and creating, getting in the studio now, and think about ways you can support Best by donating items. If it's too soon to purchase the tickets, which, you know, I'll be sitting here talking about February and President's Day in the blink of an eye.
I know you will.
So those are your three main fundraising events throughout the year.
Three main fundraisers, yes. One other thing that I'd like to get in is we have partnerships with school districts. And what that is they help us find the kids for the program. by, you know, with the guidance counselors, but they also partner with us and help to raise some funds. They will hold faculty dress down days, and then the money will get donated to BEST. So we have a couple partnerships like that. So the whole community does come together for BEST. They understand the concept.
And it sounds like, Patty, that this has been, you know, a family event in your household, that you both have jumped in with both feet to support this, because you've seen firsthand the graduates and the way that the community comes together to make things better. We know through education that that is one of the ways out of poverty for many people, and how many challenges there can be. We're talking about an educational institution, even a high school or a college. The barriers that are in place sometimes can be insurmountable when you don't have the resources. And it's not, again, we're not only talking about financial resources to pay the tuition. We're talking about having someone who can help you problem solve when you can't get the money to fill your gas tank up and get to the campus, or you're not sure where to go to get free Wi-Fi connections, or you know, you're struggling with a teacher and you're not sure how to navigate that relationship and express yourself in a way that is positive and helps to resolve the issues instead of create more issues. And let's face it, we could all use help with some of those relationship things.
And even some of our students, if they don't have a place to stay over the holidays, we find them a place so they have a home. So we go beyond.
And we should mention that for many of the students that struggle, sometimes homelessness does become part of the issues. So it's very easy to give up if you're a student, even a straight-A student, and you're all of a sudden, you know, your family's facing or you're facing a homeless situation. It's the easy answer is just to give up and just say, I can't do this. But the best answer is to look around your community and to try to find other people that can help you find the resources and find somewhere to stay, or, you know, be able to become a student that is housed at the college or university. But when you're dealing with such a basic need that's unmet, it's so easy to give in and give up.
It absolutely is. And if you aren't working with these students, sometimes you don't even realize that those situations are out there.
I think that's very true. And I think it's true of the faculty. So I find it to be really, really inspiring to know that you're moving the faculty around this and that they're starting to understand that it's not just so easy just getting accepted into college, that can be the perfect path to becoming a graduate, that there are a lot of struggles that come along in those 4 years. If it's an associate's degree in 2 years or in those 4 years, those struggles that really are the most basic of necessities some students don't have. And unfortunately, sometimes the faculty really doesn't understand those kind of challenges or what the student has to do to get into the classroom. If it's working, you know, at an evening job or two jobs or three jobs or getting five different rides in order to get to the campus on time. I think that we're a better society when we all realize what the challenges can be.
Absolutely.
So can you give us the contact information one more time, Patty, so everyone can sort of get their pen ready or their phone ready and put that information down? We're talking about being able to either attend the golf outing, make a donation, become a sponsor, or to attend the meet and greet, which is July 17th, and gives you an opportunity to have your picture with 20 different Mets, Phillies, Orioles, or Yankees, and even possibly a Cub.
Yes. just one real quick thing that I want to mention is that when you do come for these events and you support BEST, our board of directors works for free. We do not get paid, and we actually pay dues. And those dues go to cover operating costs. So any donations that we get or contributions go directly to our scholarship fund. And I just wanted to make sure to put that out there because I think that's another important factor of BEST.
That is a very unique factor and very good information. Thanks for sharing that. And before you give the information again, I just want to remind people, when you're talking about the six-year graduation rate for first-time undergraduate students who started a bachelor's degree at a four-year institution, the 2013 graduation rate was 59%, and your graduation rate is 90%. So obviously it's working. It's a good cause, and I hope more people contact you as soon as you give the information.
Thank you, Jordina. I really appreciate it. So our website is www.thebestscholars.org. The email address is info@thebestscholars.org, and you can call 610-923-7063. That you can leave a message, and then we'll get back to you if we're not there. But you can just to request information on becoming a mentor, finding out more about our program, or coming to the fundraisers.
Excellent. And I do have a list. I don't know. I want to read these of people that have confirmed to be in attendance on July 17th. Brian Bass, Jim Coates, Joel Bennett, Doug Creek, Mark Littell, Paul Fletcher, Doug Cummins, Ray Buris, and Ross Mosicetti. So those, you know, you do have some names that have been confirmed. The attendance has been confirmed. You're going to have a great night. It's only $50, and you get to mingle with celebrities, take photos, even get autographs, and there's no extra charges for that. And so it sounds like a really fun night, and you're going to have a really, really busy weekend that weekend.
It is going. Right now, it's already begun, so it's going to be a busy week. And I am, as much as I am looking forward to the event, I'm looking forward to the 19th.
Well, we can understand that, Patty. Patty, thanks so much for joining us today and being on Hot and Hunted In to talk about BEST. I appreciate. I know you had to rearrange your schedule a little bit, but I think the organization's doing great work, and I'm really happy that you were able to make the time today to be a guest here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, and I really appreciate you having us on to educate more about BEST and spread the word.
Okay, and we'll put some information on our Hot and Hunterdon page for our listeners. Patty, have a great day.
Thanks, Georgine. You too.
Take the way home leads back. The water home through the town. Past the shadows, fall down wherever we meet. Pretty soon now, won't come.
That about wraps up our hour here at Hot and Hunted In. I hope you all were able to learn a little bit about another nonprofit organization, and a little reminder that it's not so easy for everyone to get an education. And as attainable as it may seem, there are a lot of barriers that go on for individuals, but we have organizations that are making sure that it's happening. So if you want to get in touch, again, it's info@thebestscholars.org, and we'll put some information on our Facebook page. And I hope everyone stays with the Hunted In Chamber Internet Radio, because Ruth Ann Celebration Hour is coming up, and you know she always has something exciting going on in the studio here. So thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunted In Medical Center. Hunted In Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunted In Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunted In Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntedinhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Four were Dallas police officers. Three were DART
officers, and two were Dallas County Community College Police Department officers.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown updating the number of officers wounded in Thursday's massacre. He says investigators are looking through hours of videotape footage of Thursday night's attack that left five officers dead. Meanwhile, the city is trying to get back to normal. Several buildings are reopening. A memorial service will be held tomorrow for the slain officers. President Obama and former President George W. Bush will speak at the service. Donald Trump is getting close to picking a running mate. He told the Washington Post he expects to make the decision by the week's end. The list is thought to include former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. The Republican National Convention will be held in Cleveland next week. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those.